It's time for Senior Spotlights on KVAK Radio, interviews with high school seniors. Stay tuned.
Lori Prox here with Dale Disney. You ready for graduation?
I am.
And what are you looking forward to once you graduate?
I'm going to go to Avtech for plumbing and heating and then construction after that. And my plan after I get out of schooling is to possibly go now into Maryland, where my uncle owns his own construction company, and then get some experience with him and come back and maybe start my own business.
Now, what got you interested in plumbing and heating?
Well, it's kind of just an add-on. Because Avtech changed their construction to later in the year. So I was figured they would both go well together because I got really into construction when I first joined wood shop in eighth grade. And I just taken wood shop 2 years in high school now. So this is a thing I really enjoy.
So now if you do plumbing and heating, there's a lot of people listening right now saying, come back to Valdez. You can always get a job in construction and plumbing and heating, right?
Yeah. I mean, I already know my family already has problems with heating and stuff like that. So heck, I could help them out.
Now, if you are heading out to Maryland, you must have some interest in getting outside of Alaska. What do you expect to gain by getting outside the state?
Maybe a little bit more people skills, because there's some people that I haven't quite met yet, some types of people. So it'd make it a little bit easier for me to talk to people.
All right, good reason. And then it sounds like your plan is definitely to be back here in Alaska. Why is that?
I can't ever stop loving this place. It's so beautiful here, and it's where I've grown up. It's where I'm more comfortable in.
And do you have any advice for kids who might be coming into Valdez High?
Do your work and throw it in on time, or it's going to suck.
And how about people who have really had an impact or influence on you through your high school years?
I'd say it has to be my parents and my coaches. They've really shaped me into the man I am now, just showing me how to be a gentleman and stuff like that.
Our next senior under the spotlight,
Salix Woodgate.
All right, Salix, you're graduating high school. How's it feel?
Feels like it happened pretty fast. I wasn't really expecting it to go by so fast, but I'm pretty excited.
All right, so what are your plans for after you graduate high school?
I will be attending UAF this fall semester, and I don't really know my degree yet, but still thinking about it.
All right, now you said UAF, so you decided to stay in-state. What influenced that decision?
Money, for the most part, if I'm being honest. I think that UAF offers me all I really need, and I don't think that I really need to go out of state to get a good degree, so.
All right, and do you have a general idea of what you'll be studying yet, or is it still all just kind of up in the air?
Right now, I'm thinking about something in the biology field or some bachelor's of science for the most part. No really specifics.
Is there reasoning behind those being ideas as to what you might study?
I've just always been interested in biology, I guess, and always kind of spoke to me as a good idea, a good field to go into.
All right, and do you have any advice for the people that will still be in high school when you leave?
Just don't procrastinate, I guess. That's my only advice. Follow.
Thanks to our sponsors of Senior Spotlight, Providence Valdez Medical Center, Prospector, Alyeska Pipeline, Petrostar, Napa, Harris Sand and Gravel, Haltman's Equipment, First National Bank, Copper Valley Telecom, Church of Nazarene, Valdez Senior Center, Valdez Native Tribe, Arts Design, and Arctic Chiropractic.